This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We've got Ro and Sam in the studio today to talk all things arts in Melbourne. Welcome
Hello
to the show.
Hello, everybody, and happy Easter. I hope everyone had an indulgence of chocolate today.
Yes, my blood sugar is high now.
Now, we're going to be talking about Barbara Cartland, the musical, are we? That Barbara.
No, we're not.
Now, where did you get your gay card from? Come on.
But it's a movie, isn't it?
Yes.
It's been pretty big, hasn't it? You know, didn't she get nominated for an Academy Award?
Yes, I think so, there's still quite a few things happening at the moment. We're into the final
Absolutely.
Week of the Comedy Festival.
Yep.
And, of course, you know, we've been out and about having a look at certain things. And I've got to give it big shout out to Reuben Kay. I went and saw The Butch Is Back. I wasn't able to get to the K-hole, but The Butch Is Back. And look, I remember seeing Reuben Kay about 4 to 5 years ago in a very intimate performance at Chapel Off Chapel. Look where he is now. You know, he's won all these awards. He's doing residencies overseas. He's being festival ambassadors, and he's back in Melbourne filling the Merlin Theatre with The Butch Is Back. And look, yep. What a voice.
Yep.
You know?
How outrageous is he? You know, the way he dresses, you know, like he's microphone alone is, you know, the big tail
changes towards the end. And look, you know, he's now got a 6-piece band. He's moved up, you know. Shannon Whitlock is still accompanying him on keys with some fantastic arrangements. And look, the voice is just absolutely amazing, and you just don't know where he's going to go next. And when he gets into a little repartee and then, you know, pulls out a song, then stops the song and drops a bombshell of a one-liner and just leaves the audience just going...
But what amazed
me was the broad audience. You know, there wasn't just the gays and there. It was... people from all multicultural ways of life. There was a whole group of Indian boys sitting us in front of us, and they were absolutely in hysterics.
The good thing is the comedy festival now is LGBTIQ. It, you know, like our community dominate.
It does. Everywhere you look, all the venues. We've got shows in there, you know. We just don't have to perform at Midsummer anymore.
No,
you know, we're
no.
at Fringe and we're at Melbourne Comedy. And look, and it's a credit to the artists who are actually performing.
Yeah.
So look, Reuben Kay, absolutely love you. You know, I believe he's off to the Palais at Hepburn Springs after Fringe on the Saturday the 30th. So look, if you can't see him in Melbourne, go up, and I'm sure it's going to be very intimate at the Palais at Hepburn Springs after Comedy Festival. But look, go out and see Reuben Kay. There's so much else happening across it. You know, Lano and Woodley are doing Moby Dick, which apparently is fun. Scotty is back and all that. So look, and the Listies are just opened with their new show, Make Some Noise, at the Arts Centre. So look, there's so much happening out there. Moving on, I'm going to talk about a book today.
Oh, okay.
One of our favourite performers, Geraldine Turner, has just released a book this week called Turner's Turn. And if anyone who's actually seen, she's done a cabaret performance called Turner's Turn. But this is a warts and all book, tell-all book on her growing up in Brisbane in the 50s and the 60s. And it wasn't a glamorous growing up, you know. There was dysfunctionality in the family. There was alcohol abuse and criminality and going on in her background. And here she is, you know, trying to become a performer growing up. And, you know, she talks about the highs and lows of the performance industry, especially growing up. And, you know, it probably wasn't an easy ride back then, you know, for her, and then to become one of our leading stars, becoming a friend of Sondheim. And then, you know, because Geraldine was in one of the original productions of Chicago in this company, in this country.
Yeah, because I just turned to Eve and I thought, Eve, do you know who she is?
No.
No.
So, and look, everybody who remembers, I think it was in about the early 90s, Geraldine Turner doing Reno Sweeney in Anything Goes was an absolute stunner.
Yeah, does she still perform? Because I haven't heard of her name for a long time.
Yeah, she has, and she's been doing cabaret around the country. She probably doesn't get to Melbourne as much.
And plus, for the last 2 years, she wouldn't have been here.
No. So, and look, you know, we saw some parts of the country saw her in Wicked as Madame Morrible.
Right, okay.
So, I have a great fondness for Geraldine. Look, she's one of our true troopers. So, look, get the book, read all about it. It's an absolute.
All right. And what's it called?
Turner's Turn.
Oh, right, Turner's Turn.
So, yeah,
right.
Look. Cool. Absolutely fabulous book. Look, we've got musicals coming up, you know. Moulin Rouge is into its final week here in Melbourne.
What a shame, because I know so many people that want to go, and it's so hard to get tickets.
Well, you can't get a ticket unless you put your hand up for the lottery, and even then, I've been putting my hand up in the lottery every week.
Because I would have liked to have gone back and seen it again. You did, didn't you?
I saw it twice.
Yeah,
and I would have probably seen it again, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah. Ah.
But look, you know, we've got Cinderella coming, and then not long after that, we've got Hairspray,
Hairspray. What the cast is, you know, like star-studded.
You know, we've got Rhonda Birchmore and
Todd McKinney,
Rob Mills, and
Shane Jacobson,
because someone keeps at me saying, "Well, who's Tracy?" But you know, what's normal with Hairspray is that they do open auditions for the role of Tracy, and it's usually an unknown performer.
I didn't realize
that. They did open it up around the country. I think they did auditions in Brisbane, Sydney, and Melbourne for Tracy's, and you know, there were a lot of young girls who all came out dressed as Tracy Turnblatt from the movie, all trying to strut their stuff, and that's how they found Jazz Flowers the last time when Hairspray played here in Melbourne.
Right,
they did it by, you know, open auditions to find an unknown.
Okay.
So look, we've got some great musicals coming. I was very fortunate to see Phantom of the Opera on the Harbour during the week.
Controversy there.
I mean, visually it looked amazing.
I'm going to start with the positives.
Right.
Absolutely stunning production.
Yep.
Why
wasn't Josh Pitterman in the lead?
Well,
I know he's doing, you know, like the Sydney Opera House, and then he's coming to Melbourne. He was Phantom on the East End in London, and then stopped
West End.
Because West End, sorry,
Pet Shop Boys song you're thinking of,
he lost the role because of COVID, and they closed it down. He came back, and then Opera Australia have taken him on. Why didn't he get the role?
Look, I'm not sure the reasoning behind that. The two productions are quite standalone.
Right, okay.
Though there is some crossover between other cast members.
There is.
But look, this production is a unique version of Phantom of the Opera. It looks absolutely
stunning. It does look amazing
stunning.
From social media. Yeah.
And look, yes, there was a controversy on Tuesday night at the performance I was at, and I shouldn't say, but I was talking to Lyndon Terracini before the performance, and I'm not going to repeat that conversation because that was between him and I.
Yeah.
But he did tell me that Callum was going to be off that night, and it was basically to keep his voice rested because he had been off due to COVID. So, and you know, Lyndon is all about the welfare of the artist. And I know people will say other things about Lyndon. I've been very fortunate to work with Lyndon over the years, and our relationship
Who's goes. Lyndon?
Lyndon Terracini, who's the current artistic director of Opera Australia.
Yep.
So I've known Lyndon for more than 20 years and I've worked with him.
Yep.
Very fair man, very artist-driven.
The newspapers have been full of it.
And
Eve's looking very curious. So people maybe Google it if you want to find out.
But look, I'm going to say all credit to Lachlan O'Brien, who went on as Raoul on Tuesday night with only a couple of hours' notice.
And it's finished now, hasn't it?
No, still got another week.
Oh, okay.
Finishes Sunday.
How have they been going with all the rain in Sydney?
Look, it's quite funny. I was a bit worried it was going to rain, and it was going to, it forecasted for the week, it was going to rain. And, you know, there were clouds about Tuesday afternoon. I got down to the site and the rain held for all for about 10 minutes. Then there was a few spits and then there's the rustle of the ponchos. And I was just thinking in my back of my mind, you're weak people. This is not rain. I've been at Opera on the Harbour when it is has rained.
Yeah.
2 years ago at West Side Story, it bucketed down during Act One.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, ponchos over your tux.
Except for you.
Is it great? No, no, we did wear a poncho that night.
No, just spite.
Yes, you know, spite.
Keeping you warm.
But no, there
night.
Wasn't much rain the other night. And look, there are YouTube clips of during the rehearsals where the rain is torrential. And there was one part in Act Two, they're singing The Point of No Return, and the rain is just torrential. They finish up having to stop the rehearsal because it just became.
Wow.
But, you know, they wear special footwear. They wear the stage is a special coating,
right?
So it's not a slippy stage.
Yeah, well, and so it's only really started this week. So when all that bad rain was happening, I thought it was on the week before as well.
Yeah,
right?
It's into its third week at the moment.
Okay.
So it only plays 4 weeks.
Right. So they would have had rainy days.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Because it's been raining a lot.
And that's part of the charm of the performance.
And the nature of the beast. What can you do?
But look, it was a brilliant performance. It was great hearing the score, and all cred to Guy Simpson, who was the conductor. I think this was his 15th. Production of Phantom of the Opera.
I think he might know it.
Know it.
Yeah.
And it was great listening to the original 27-piece orchestration of this show. So, look, it was absolutely stunning. I'm now waiting for the in-theatre production, which will be later this year.
Oh, and like, so excited for Josh Pederman.
Yes, and we'll get to see. And, look, Josh Robson, who played the Phantom on the Harbour, different interpretation to what we've probably seen before, but slightly cheeky,
but
fully intense.
And anything else?
No, I think we've covered
done
today.
And how can we find out more?
You can visit us at Australian Arts Review, www.artsreview.com.au. We're updating daily. I'm going home now to add some more reviews from the Comedy Festival. So, and look out this week for our first newsletter.
Okay.
Thanks,
Rowan.
Tuesday.
Thank you so much, Rowan. We'll speak to you in 2 weeks' time.
In 2 weeks' time.
You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.